GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Wipe up your booty and move on. All right, change out the diaper.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Back in my day, I hit Dr. J right in the penis.
And James Strebel.
Hopefully we come back to Spain and John Calipari and DJ Wagner didn't elope while that happened. But, you know, we'll see how this all occurs.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You know, if they played the first game instead of the last game, it wouldn't take me as long to get my 100 from Blankenbaker.
Is the bet going to happen again this year?
Are you kidding? There's no way he's going to do that. He's scared to death of what's going to happen this year. Now, next year, we might be able to return the wager a year from now, but there's no way. I mean, he's not the brightest bulb on the tree, but he's not that dumb.
Says, what a heartfelt story.
Thank you.
About Kellen, baby A and baby B.
That's what they were. That's what he said. It's baby A and baby B. That's what the doctor said.
Baby one or baby
we
two.
We didn't know if they were boys, girls, boy and a girl. We had no idea.
We
had no idea. It was before that.
Texas says, the BBN and pig rig would only let his wife go to an OBGYN within a square mile of a Hooters.
I have no choice into what kind of OBGYN she goes to. I have no
maybe
choice.
Strebel did a
Google search. My wife works in the medical world. I mean, I think she has a good idea of who the good doctors are.
You were the one that made the decision.
Right, like it was me. Like, this is the one you're going, here's a list, and this is the only doctors you can choose from. I have no idea. No.
Oh, man.
That's ridiculous.
Has Satterfield been on with Ennis? I haven't seen anything come down. It's okay, Jack. You don't have to worry about it.
I mean, we saw Biscuit in the hall a little bit.
I saw Biscuit in the hallway. That's all we know.
I saw Pat over there with headphones on. I have no idea what's going on over there.
The only reason I say that is I am again, and this happens in the 5 o'clock hour often to us here.
Yeah.
I'll get into the ACC scheduling stuff again. But I don't think, Jack, I can play this Penny Hardaway on a Monty Bates sound.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Do
you want to hear it?
Do you want to hear it and get it out of the way?
Just get it out of the way. Let's rip the Band-Aid off.
Okay, because I'm done.
I understand. I am too, but I want to hear what Penny has to say.
Now, there's two clips. Do you want the short one or the longer one?
Well,
there's two clips.
Yes.
Which one do you usually go with, Jack? A shorter one or a longer one? Does the shorter one know how to use it? Does the shorter one know how to use their sound?
Yeah, it's more about
better than the longer one.
It's about the sound, not the length.
So the short one.
Okay, the short one.
Yes, the short one is just basically him saying, hey, we haven't talked to him since he put his name in the portal.
Right. Let's play the longer one.
Yeah, let's go with the
you want to hear the longer one? You used to hate Penny Hardaway. Now you don't.
No, it's not.
You hate Shire.
No.
You hate Shire.
I still don't like Penny Hardaway because I was proven right about Penny Hardaway.
No, it's because
so
he didn't take
on
any of your recruits this year.
I've moved
only
on
the last 2 years.
And he's a bum. So we've moved on.
But if he took a recruit from you this past year, you would be upset.
I'd be upset.
But that didn't happen, did
recruits,
it?
Recruits have realized that Penny Hardaway can't coach basketball and that if you go there, your career isn't going to matriculate.
I think he takes a shot at Imani in the longer clip.
Well, of course he does. Well, no one likes Imani Bates.
Nobody does.
Let's
play it.
When you're number one and number two respectively in your class, even though they reclassed, people expect for you to come in like being the number one pick and number two picks in the draft and be able to contribute right away. And they could, but they were so green, you know what I mean? They needed the veteran players to kind of take them under their wings. They needed to feel the love, put it like that. And that kind of affected them, really. But at the end of the day, they definitely needed some time because they didn't come in during the summer to kind of get to where they needed to get to. And some people were unfairly judged, especially Imani, because Imani was a bigger offensive player.
Yeah.
You know, he was a guy that could score the basketball. So they kind of put him out there early and started like critiquing him really early. And that frustrated him. And then when he wasn't getting the love he was expecting from the veterans, it kind of like spiraled downward, man. So, you know, 17 years old, that's a lot of pressure, you know, for him and Jalen. But at the end of the day, we finally got it right, you know, put our arms around those guys, and things got better.
There you go.
Okay.
They got it right? I mean,
they got it right. Was when Imani wasn't playing.
Was yes. Part of the team.
That's what getting it right meant.
There is not one college thing that you could point to that if Louisville got Imani Bates, you would make it a big deal.
Right.
It's all hype and it's all high school.
It's all high school hype.
It's
yeah.
all recruiting rankings.
Right.
If his recruiting ranking was 52,
he should have done.
Hell, if it was 32, okay,
yeah.
instead of 2.
Right. He should.
This should've, conversation, we just wouldn't be having it.
No, he should have taken the Shaedon Sharpe route and sat on the bench for Penny and been the number one overall draft pick, which probably would have happened.
Texas says, was it the doctor? It wasn't the doctor.
No,
right?
It was a doctor.
Okay. It was a doctor.
Yeah, it was a doctor, not
it was
doctor.
A doctor.
Yes, it was a doctor. Yes.
Was there a B doctor?
I mean, here's the problem, Jack. That's all the text line is right now.
I'm sure. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and so I'm sifting through this, and I'm like, I can't read these.
Right.
Stribble's not going to like these.
Yeah, it's the buffoonery at the text line.
Then people are going to blank. Yeah.
I know, because his doctor's the friend, which is bizarre, but, you know, that's their choice.
Oh, yeah, he said that. That's right. Yeah. I forgot all about
that. Oh, yeah, that's why they're going to blank, because...
I forgot about
that.
Man, why am I forgetting these things? Why would I forget that?
It was Haymaker Sound.
I mean,
it was hilarious.
Of course it was Haymaker
Sound.
Yeah,
it was great. It's some of the greatest sound we've ever played.
By the way, I wanted to get this tweet to you. Do you mind if we do this
now? Let's do it.
You want to do this right now?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find this real quick, and then we'll dive into ACC talk.
Okay.
If that's okay with you. Let's see
that's
if
fine
I can...
with me.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm ready for a tweet.
Mark Ennis today. You ready for this?
Yes.
Tweeted out 5 hours ago. Of course, Jack retweeted it at 3:08 while we were on the air.
Yeah.
Retweeting Mark Ennis.
Looking at Ennis.
Ennis says, so in 2026, Louisville plays Clemson, Miami, Georgia, Florida State, Notre Dame, and Kentucky.
Right.
And they forgot about Indiana.
Right.
So we had that conversation. You know, Louisville fans are looking at the ACC, how it's going to change. We had that conversation in our number one. I tend to like it. I'm good to go.
Sure.
Just know that the way you view Virginia is the way Virginia views you. Card Kong.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Has responded.
I love Card Kong.
Is Card Kong the best follow? Do we need to Jack, have you seen this?
Card Kong hates me.
Don't look it up. Card Kong.
He hates me.
And it's just a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
That's his at. His at is just a bunch of numbers.
Card Kong.
Right.
So again, I don't know.
It's like a gorilla with
the cardinal bird
head.
Yeah, no, it's King Kong with the
cardinal bird. Yeah, he's Card Kong. Yeah.
He answered Ennis.
What'd he say?
And he tagged Pierce Clarkson and Reuben Owens. I almost call him Reuben Studdard. Which is such a musty reference.
He had the golden pipes.
Jack, Reuben Studdard was it season one or two of America's Got Talent?
It was season two, I believe.
It's right when that was uber popular,
super
Jack.
Popular. Season one was Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini or whatever his name
was.
Yes, yeah. And then season two,
Justin,
I believe it was
Guarini.
Reuben Studdard.
Jonathan Giovanni.
Here's what Card Kong
said. Jamie Valvano.
Here's what Card Kong said to Ennis.
Please.
Pierce Clarkson and Reuben.
Okay, what'd he say? What'd Card Kong say?
I hope you boys are ready. This is when we win our national title. It's Card Kong.
Card Kong.
If Card Kong says it.
If Card Kong says it,
it's gospel. It's gospel. Card Kong has called me awful, awful things on Twitter before. Like awful, terrible things. Which I find funny. Like I find it hilarious. But I like that. You know, he's reaching back to Snellenberger days, Andy. It's just Louisville's on the collision course with the national title. The only variable's time. And Card Kong's holding on to that, baby. He's holding on to that. And he, I mean, these
It's card calm.
You're not beating Georgia. You're not beating Notre Dame. You're not beating any of these teams. I mean, you better hope they're all as good as you think they are, Card Kong. I mean, the national. This is one. No one's. There's such an
illusional
fan base.
In four years.
Yes.
Yeah, there really is just a bunch of numbers, isn't it?
It is. It is. 4-1, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, it's all
well,
it
this is
numbers.
My guy.
He's located in the Ville.
He is located in the Ville. Yeah.
There was, anytime I see someone take a run at one of us,
yeah.
I always laugh, and I'm like, we can use this for content. And there was a guy who followed me.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. I sent this to you guys. His name on Twitter was Two Flush Dump.
Yeah, Two Flush Dump.
And I just got thinking, this guy's going to tell me he hates me.
Yeah, I'll
but
both
I don't,
of them.
I, like at some point, but I love him.
Yeah.
Thank you for having this name.
Two Flush Dump.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I get. This might be surprising to many people.
Okay.
I get more supportive DMs from Louisville fans than you would expect. I'm telling you, you're right.
I don't believe that.
You want me to read one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll read one right now.
Don't that out the person.
I'm not going to say their name.
Is this from Card Kong?
It's not from Card Kong,
No,
right?
It's not from Card... No, it's not from Card Kong. But again, it's like I get... A lot more of these than you would expect. So let me find a good one here.
Go ahead and
I got
find
one today. Oh. Here you go. I like you, Big Rig. You keep it real, and you have courage of your conviction, or however that is said. I hear your voice of frustration with Cal and the AD, but at least you aren't asking for them to basically be let go on air. And then when you recognize you don't get your way, now you got to kiss butt. Keep up the good work, though, man. You give us realistic fans of both sides someone to listen to.
How about that?
So, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, so that was today. And there was more to the conversation. He wasn't happy with some people flip-flopping on coaches, but they, you know.
So us, all ESPN Louisville.
No, not us.
We did do that.
So well, on the Kentucky side.
Yeah. No, not on the Kentucky side.
Okay.
It's on the Louisville side.
Okay. It's on the Louisville side, yeah. But it's not people at the station.
No, there are people. No, he's on the 93.9 side.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Flip
that
flopping.
ESPN Louisville?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you'd been
well,
like
everyone flip-flopped on Satterfield.
I didn't.
Everybody.
Except for me and Blake. I still think he's a bum, and Blake still thinks he's great.
Texter says, Jack made a funny dad joke, and you guys completely ignored it. He said, is there a bee doctor? That was a decent joke from Jack.
Okay. Well, I was over my head. I didn't.
Well, I think the A doctor was.
Yeah, you said A doctor and
the doctor.
The doctor.
So
oh, okay,
doctor.
Got you.
The doctor.
Yes. Okay.
And the B doctor would be a second doctor.
Yeah. Yes. There's no other doctors.
There was no B doctor.
I wish I could have been courted by a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
How great would that
I mean, that's
have been?
Process.
Like Bobby.
Yeah, like Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby's getting.
Yeah, but Bobby's going to lose her.
Yeah, well, I mean, because, smart money's yeah, on, yes, okay, that.
She's,
yes.
She's on a, what's it called? Not internship.
Sabbatical.
Not, yeah, she's, yeah.
No, it's
she's,
where they, the, oh, yeah, it's where they go learn how to be a doctor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, residency.
They, yeah, residency.
Yes,
yeah,
so residency.
Where is she at?
I think she's.
Minnesota?
I think,
where's she at?
Not Minnesota. I think it might be Wisconsin or something.
Oh,
same
so
thing.
She's a couple states away. Yeah. Uh-oh, Bobby.
I think Bobby FaceTimes her at night? Like,
yeah.
What do you think that's like?
He
FaceTimes her during his
mouth.
Break. Yeah,
yeah, you think they say, no, you hang up first.
No, you hang
no,
up first.
No, you hang up first.
Am I going to have to say it or are you going to say it? I love you.
I did get a text from Bobby yesterday.
What did Bobby say?
Someone got shot and I hit an air guitar.
They gotta hate him.
I bet his coworkers hate him. I know. I bet he's the opposite of what he was here. I have no idea.
So you don't believe that these texts he sends Jack? Like he fist pumps when something awful happens, and his coworkers
I believe
look at him.
He sits there like a nice little Bobby. That's what I think.
And his
like
tie, a nice little Bobby. His little tie. He's got a little tie on.
I did send.
They have a bobby pin.
I did. I did send Process a video of Stillman, who's on remote right now.
And oh, is he?
He's got the sunglasses popping. He's
oh.
outside. Oh,
is this
he's,
on Twitter?
He's out in the sun, got the sunglasses popping.
Look at this here.
The lead is ESPN says the Predators' biggest need is a backup goalie. Do they even watch the Preds? To which I would say, hopefully not.
No.
I can't think of anything I'd want to do less than watch the National Predators.
No,
probably not.
Look at him.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Wow, how about that? He's got his co-host right next to him. She's wearing the shades, too.
Texas says Jack didn't know what a 12-ounce curl was. Issel had to tell him.
What?
Oh, yeah, that one went above my head like a...
So I'm drinking it's a beer.
Yeah, I knew what he meant, but I just...
It's a musty term, but it's like, also something that you should know all at the same time. Right. It's a musty term. Like, if there's a few musty terms that you need to know...
That's one of them.
Yeah, that would be one of them. Do we have the sound of Issel crushing Strebel? Do you want to play that right now?
Okay.
Right, you want to do this?
My laptop and just... All right.
Now, this is you not knowing...
Jim Havlicek. I called him Bob Havlicek.
You did it again.
John Havlicek. Sorry. Whatever.
What is it with you?
He played in the 50s or the 60s. No, I don't care.
Did you know someone named like Jim Havlicek?
No, I had no idea.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I'm sorry. Jim Havlicek stole the ball. The Havlicek...
Well, hang on. Don't lash out. You should know that. The same way that Jack should know what a 12-ounce curl is.
I just got it. I got his last name correct, which is what matters. I got his last name.
I agree
name.
With that.
I know who he is. I just whiffed on the first
name. What team did he play for?
He played for the Celtics. I know who he played for.
Havlicek stole the ball.
Havlicek stole the ball.
You know what's funny? You know how old that sounds? Havlicek stole
it's
the ball.
It's great, though.
No, it sounds old.
It does, yeah.
It sounds like IU. No, it does.
Yeah.
Does Fisher not sound like from a different time?
Like a different era, yeah.
It's Don Fisher, right? Fisher does sound like it's like he's still in the 70s.
Right.
Like, if you went back to the 70s and then took something from 2022 and, like, put him next to each other, like, there's not that much difference.
Right. Yeah. Unless you just hear the players' names. Yes. That's the only thing that's changed.
Jordy Holes. Jordy, you can get him on the show. I don't know what we'd ask him.
We'll figure something out. Not the watch shot. We want something better than the watch shot.
I disagree. Oh. If you're going to play the hits, play the hits. If you're going to play the hits, you're playing Stairway to Heaven.
You
have Jordan Halls on. How would you do an interview and not ask him about the watch shot?
I've heard enough about the watch shot.
What are we going to ask him about? Are we going to say, how was your career in Germany?
No, I'd ask
we're going to ask him about the
how's the lady situation with you in Bloomington? That's what I'd ask him.
Really? That's what you're going to ask him. With Jordan Halls, you're going to ask him about the lady situation.
He's a good-looking guy.
Well, you don't.
Absolutely.
You don't believe that Jordan Halls is a good-looking guy.
He is. Yes, he is. Yes, absolutely.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I have never heard him referred to like that.
Jordan Halls?
You've never said it.
He just looks like an Indiana guy.
No one's ever said it. He looked like a teenager when he played for Indiana.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I bet he did just fine.
He's a basketball player.
Absolutely. No, you're telling me this guy right here didn't clean up? Yeah, boom, guaranteed.
Even if he wasn't an IU basketball player,
he would have cleaned up.
Disagree.
Oh, you got the blue eyes.
Disagree.
Oh, well, that's
disagree.
Fine. All right, he got the
cleaning
blue eyes.
Cleaning up and being good looking are two different conversations.
He did both. He's good looking and he cleaned up. Look at him now. Look at how he looks now. He looks even better.
He looks better.
He looks even better now.
Halls looks better now.
He's a good looking dude.
He does look better now.
He looks much better. But in college,
I've been in person when he was in college.
Come on, he had a crew cut in college.
Him. Swooned.
He had a buzz cut in Indiana because of course he did.
Ladies in Bloomington find buzz cuts attractive. We didn't know this. Jack likes sweatshirts. They like buzzed haircuts.
I think you're wrong on this.
Okay.
I don't think there's a person that believes
you. We need
you.
To have him on to ask
I think
him.
It's older. I think it's older Indiana fans, women, that would say that about Jordan Halls.
I disagree.
Not a Kentucky like
young lady. Women
not a
that
male
were in college
Kentucky
with Calvert Cheney.
Hey, young ladies
right, so let's
would
play,
like him.
Let's play some missile. We'll get back into this. I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see it. I don't see it at all.
Oh, now how does a guy like that get on radio show?
Oh, boy.
Seriously. I mean, I know he's fun to listen to, but, I mean, you got to have some common sense.
I got his name right, kind of.
What did he call him, Bob Havlicek?
He called him Bob Havlicek, and then when I called him out on it, he corrected it to Jim Havlicek. I can't believe it.
Oh, man. I guess Streetle should just be happy that Sweezy needs a partner on that show.
Wow.
He's going at you.
Yeah.
Or he'd be teaching school full time.
little summer school.
Man.
The only thing that saves Streetle is that he's a UK fan. That's the only thing that saves him in my book.
Yay! There you go. A little sugar at the end. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought he was like full on, you're an idiot, you're a moron. He has no problem calling people morons. Like, I thought I was going to get, you're a moron, you're an idiot, but that wasn't as bad as I thought.
Maybe Blank is finally coming to his senses.
Well, you know that's not true, Dan. We know that ain't happening anytime soon.
Oh,
I'm actually
man.
Encouraged by that. I think there's something to salvage there. I do.
I just see one that says he was Bobby Knight's roommate in college. Who are we talking about?
Oh, Havlicek?
Havlicek?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they both went to Ohio State.
Oh, there you go.
I learned something. I did too. Instead of pop culture, this is what I know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bobby Knight and John Havlicek.
Instead of a movie, a music quote, or a lyric
at
or
Ohio
something.
Ohio State in 1916.
You knew that.
Yes.
Jack, that's why I love you.
Jack,
I mean,
that ain't going to help you, though,
no,
man.
No, it's not.
Again, you're going to have to lose some of this and some of SpongeBob.
You're
okay?
on a blind date. She's not going to want to hear.
But again, did you know?
Yeah,
no. Here's where I disagree. I think a young lady on a date would rather hear Jack's knowledge of Bobby Knight and Bob.
Oh, young women don't know Bob who Bob Knight or
Bob Havlicek.
I disagree.
Or
Bob they'd rather hear SpongeBob.
Yeah, they'd rather.
They have
SpongeBob.
No idea who either of those people.
I disagree with you.
Not a lady in Indiana or Bloomington.
I'm at Gerstle's.
Yeah, you're at Gerstle's. Yeah. And if he brings
up, did you know that Bob Knight and John Havlicek were roommates in college?
Or if you made like a funny SpongeBob quote, she's of your era, she would get that before she got Havlicek and Knight.
I disagree.
We're at odds on this one.
We are at odds.
I mean, you really think that a 20-something-year-old young lady who grew up watching SpongeBob SquarePants.
She wants to know about Bobby Knight and John Havlicek.
No, she doesn't. There's no way.
Havlicek stole the ball.
Jack
can show her the video on YouTube.
Do you like this?
I disagree.
Does this turn you on?
No, it doesn't.
I got a really good laugh out of listening to your trivia question. The last question I had Whitey Ford immediately.
There we go.
But what's wrong with Diener? Diener had guesses of Bob Gibson, who played his entire career with the St. Louis Cardinals. And then, I don't know if you heard this or not, his next guess was Whitey Herzog.
He's cracking Whitey Herzog jokes.
Play the Drew drop that goes with that, Jack. It's gonna kill Streeple.
Okay.
It's gonna kill you.
Okay.
They were talking about Whitey Ford.
Whitey Ford and Whitey Herzog.
It's
that one did not save.
Oh, it's a haymaker.
I got it marked though. I'll make sure we have it.
Okay, good.
It's
good.
A haymaker.
I can imagine
it is a haymaker.
The name is Whitey.
Yes, he just goes.
Theater called Whitey.
Whitey? Is it Whitey?
Is it Whitey?
Whitey?
Whitey.
See, I want to hear that.
That's one of them.
Whitey.
Oh. Well, Issel needs to join them then. Issel needs to do trivia on a Tuesday.
He'd clean up on the sports trivia.
He usually declines it because he says he's not good at trivia.
Yeah, but then he can't. Yeah, but he's bagging on their trivia, though.
Yeah.
You should join them.
He likes to have the best of both worlds.
You did that. Yeah. I tell you what, Jack. That day, I'll never forget this. Streeble last summer.
Yeah. In my car in Myers parking lot.
Hang on.
Yeah, so I was showing Jason, the new producer, some stuff, and he's musing through the old mixtapes. And all of a sudden he goes, what is this blank cheating at trivia sound? And I was like, oh no.
Boy, that was
I got emails of people listening to trivia segments for like 2 months and mapped out these times that they thought blank had cheated.
They went
it was detective
full on
stuff.
Like JFK assassination investigation stuff.
What was I going to tell you guys?
Oh, about when I did trivia.
Oh, so this is probably, Jack, as under Streeble's skin as Mitch got.
Yeah.
I think this is, if it's not number one, it's number two. Okay?
It's up there.
I mean, you guys had some massive battles.
Yeah.
But you went on trivia. You were saying how great you were at trivia. And you went on trivia and you were in a difficult spot. You're on a phone. You're not in studio.
Right.
You're in the Kroger parking lot, yeah. know, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
But your showing wasn't special.
It wasn't special, but I got the most right out of everybody on the show.
See, I remember there, you agreed a lot. You got one wrong. And Mitch
I got one right, okay, and Biscuit overrode the answer. I had one right, and they chose differently.
After talking all this bleep,
oh boy,
about trivia and how he'd be so great at it.
Oh boy,
our guy was a complete no-show.
Not true. That was not true.
That's a lie.
Oh boy,
pull the sound. I got answers right.
Yeah, he was totally off
Morgan
base on
Freeman
that one.
Began his rise to prominence after starring in what early 70s PBS show?
Oh,
The Electric Company.
Oh, wasn't that? Oh gosh, the it's not Sesame Street.
Electric Company.
It was Electric Company.
Yeah,
Electric
that's
Company.
It. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's not bad.
No, I knew
but
that.
You,
I was in a car.
But Jack, he was.
I got the text from Process.
Strebel was up out of his seat. Screaming at
Mitch.
I was
Mitch. Mad. Yeah, I was really
I
mad.
That.
Yeah, but he's saying
this
you
is full.
Know Pat
no,
Riley.
I'm Pat. No, this is crap because Mitch is picking out certain things. He's not playing
question.
The entire sound.
He
did.
Second question.
Putting in things.
Second
okay,
question had to do with Morgan Freeman some CBS
and I got this
program.
Right. Electric Company. You don't know what
right
it is.
Right after Diener got it, though. Right
Morgan.
After.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he.
I
no.
said it as he finished. Like I said it almost the exact same time.
Which
is
true.
Said I was still formulating my thought. I was like, it's not Sesame Street. It's the Electric Company. As Diener said, the exact same
I
time.
Think it's
go
a,
to hell,
I,
Mitch. Bleep off.
I think
I was really
I didn't know it either.
I think
you don't even know who
I think
Morgan
it's
Freeman
wrong.
Is.
No, I don't know the answer to any of those questions.
Shut up. How about that? How about you shut up and you stop playing the sound because you don't know any of it. You're like Louisville fans. You don't know crap.
Oh, no.
Your coach can't recruit none of it. You're just like, look, you are a Wolverine
fan.
I think
you
don't
it's know
why.
I think you heard Deere say electric.
Nope.
You go, oh,
nope.
Yeah, Electric Company.
Your coach can't recruit.
So what are you alleging?
I mean, he was the last.
This is a failure. This is a failure.
No.
Because I'm on delay, Mitch.
So
I'm on the freaking phone.
Okay. Are you going to have that excuse if you battle Blake Baker on trivia?
As soon as Diener said Jerry Maguire, it was over. He's right in front of Process. He's right there. I'm on a phone. If he says, if Process says, Academy Award winning, Cuba Gooding Jr., what movie was it? And Diener just says Jerry Maguire. That's it. It's over. Your gotcha segment sucks. Like, you did a terrible job with this, Mitch. This is awful.
Wow.
This is awful.
And I'm saying it's a bad performance because there's only one question where he took control of the question.
No, there's two. If he says Jerry Maguire first, I was like, no, hold on, Diener. I think I have more. Wait a second. No, you're right. Jerry Maguire. He said Jerry Maguire the split second after the question was asked.
It was a bad
question. We all
question.
Knew it was Jerry Maguire.
It was a bad
Everybody
question.
Everybody knew it, Mitch.
It was
this,
a bad
again,
question.
Mitch, your gotcha sucks. This is terrible.
It was a great day.
Yeah, I
agree with
furious.
You. Biscuit could have let Strebel be the hero and get one right, and he didn't.
I did get multiple ones right, you dope. Did you not hear the sound that you put together but and you played?
Biscuit was fine with his team not getting it right.
I mean, Mitch is
that's
unbelievable.
The,
he's acting like I missed every
here.
Question. This is pissing me off. He's acting like I missed every single question. I was like, I didn't. That's completely false.
You just always agree with Biscuit and Diener.
I did it on three of them. Did you not listen to the sounds you made that you put together? Are you deaf?
There's another sound clip in here from that mixtape that I feel like I need to play.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, man. What is it? Durin.
Yeah, Durin.
Oh.
Oh.
Is at Drake's right now.
Oh, yeah.
I was excited about that.
With Coach O.
Oh, lock it up. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Drake?
Yes, sir.
Signed, sealed, delivered because
yeah.
it was Drake's.
Yeah.
What are we doing out
no,
here?
I just think we're
what
out,
a stupid
you know,
thing.
Little lunch. You know, a little lunch day after the
goodness.
Recruit visit.
Goodness, goodness. All right, after the break, let's take a break. We have more sound. We'll do that. A Gonzaga fan said something on Twitter. I still want to get to Rummage might be taking a trip, and then obviously the ACC making moves today. We'll do that. We'll keep chugging along. Another half an hour to go on a Tuesday on ESPN 680.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. upsjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
As a BBN terrorist, I should love Will Levis.
And James Strebel.
I just think he kind of reeks of douchiness.
Oh, Lord.
I can't.
Since when has that ever bothered you? That's what I don't understand.
He better be good.
Of course.
He's calling his damn shot.
And everyone's on board. QB1.
I'm still not there.
QB1.
I may be the only member of BBN that's just not bought all in to Will Levis.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
At you. Will Levis is your savior.
Love him. Love him now.
You know, I love him.
It's like Antonio Reeves. I got to see it.
Oh, goodness.
Before I buy all in,
your eyes.
I got to see it. That's
your
right.
Eyes
like
have
Paulo
to see
said,
it.
My eyes tell me. Not the numbers or the analytics.
No.
My eyes got to tell me.
So we're going to be at Holiday World on Thursday.
Yes.
Are you still good to do a little roller coaster?
Yeah. I mean, if
is
I'm there,
still
I, might,
okay?
I might as well do it if I'm there. I'm not going to like it. But
are you going to be scared?
Are
you be trembling? Like, am I going to
tremble? No, I won't be trembling or anything like that.
No trembling.
You know, I won't be doing any of that. I'll try to, you know, I put on a brave face as I go through the roller coaster ride. You might hear me yell and scream some things as I'm going through the corkscrew and the upside down turns and all that.
What are you going to say? You'll be scared?
I don't know. I'll just be going, that's really it.
Set,
yeah,
give it a Satterfield
take. I'll give a Satterfield take as I go.
Give a Kenny Payne and guards.
Yeah, I could do that as we're going through. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to like it, but it is what it is.
Oh,
big
goodness.
Big dog, get a recruit.
Get a recruit, big dog. Is it going to happen?
I don't know. Like I said,
it's not July yet.
July.
The Kentucky football can't get a recruit until July.
So Friday,
you better get one.
It's when these guys decided that's when they're committing. They're committing in July. So that's,
gotcha.
That's why it's a big month.
Gotcha. 437-9680. Okay, so obviously one of the big stories, I say big story, I mean, it is a sizable story. Beginning in 2023, we talked a ton about it in hour number one. In 2023, we have a situation to where the ACC has changed up their scheduling every single year. And I say every single year because that's what I want to talk to you guys about. Miami, Louisville's going to have Miami. They're going to have Virginia and Georgia Tech. And we gave our thoughts in hour number one on that. And right now, the schedule is ironed out for U of L, not in totality, but, you know, conference-wise and some of the non-conference, you know, Kentucky, the Indiana series coming up in a couple years, that we know a lot of the schedule. And we know even some of the home and away, obviously. And so the schedules are coming to fruition. And 2026 is going to be a monster year for U of L, obviously, with who they play. We'll see how good they are and see how much of a monster year it is there. And so we can take this many different ways, but I want to ask you guys this, and I hope the ACC does this.
Okay.
Because college athletics is so wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, teams leave and go to other conferences and like –
players leave and go to other teams.
And coaches leave.
Sure.
And, you know, conferences don't mind stabbing each other in the back. Okay? We have seen that through several rounds of conference expansion and realignment and everything there. I think, you know, so they're doing this for like a four-year period here.
It's like a trial run.
Well, they have it set up for 4 years. I want them to juggle the teams. Am I wrong in thinking that?
Like instead of Louisville playing Virginia and Georgia Tech every year, they play. They rotate.
I don't need a decade of Louisville playing Virginia, Miami, and Georgia Tech.
Right.
Plus, let's be honest, when you make these matchups, yes, you're trying to keep You know, the North Carolina connections there with Duke and UNC and UNC and NC State.
Right.
And you're trying to do those things.
Florida State, Miami.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's not going to change too much, because you have all the Tobacco Road schools playing each other. You have Miami, Florida State playing each
other. That's my question.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why would you – I guess here's what I would be worried about. And if you're a Kentucky fan and the SEC thinks of doing this, this is what I would be worried about. There could be ebbs and flows, but when they put these together, you know they put these together thinking one team's going to be good,
right?
One team's going to be good enough, and one team's going
to
stink.
So you know what the pivot is. You got to hope that the SEC still thinks of Kentucky as they have for the last 80 years, not the last three.
Well, no, because then they would be
in the
then
tough.
They would be Alabama's bum.
He's thinking of Kentucky now as a pretty good football team.
I was thinking it in terms of we want to put Kentucky in someone interesting because they're good now. No, you don't want them to be like,
because I mean,
they're not going to view Kentucky as one of the good teams.
No,
Jack.
They're not.
No, they're not.
I mean, they're really not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think for these 4 years, it's fine. I think you need to schedule out to 2026. My thing would be, you're willing to be flexible. You're willing to disregard what college football has done for decades.
Yeah.
You're willing to rip apart some of the conference musty rules. You're willing as a conference to do something different because you have to. And quite frankly, to a certain extent, it makes sense. And I would even say maybe the Big Ten has a little bit of this. Maybe. But the SEC, I always felt like cared more about the East and West, more so.
Everyone in the Big Ten hates the Big Ten.
Yeah.
SEC likes having the West as like the West is actually the best conference in football.
I just feel like they care about it. I feel like the SEC, if they blew up their East and West, would have way more reverberations around college football, obviously, than the ACC and even the Big Ten.
I think the fans would be upset.
Well, I don't know if they would. I really don't know if they would.
Yes.
Well, I think just like SEC fans in general. Like, I think Andy, you're right. I think they care about, you know, you have a Western champion and an Eastern champion. You meet in the SEC title game, and it's like there's nothing more traditional than SEC football.
If you're LSU, would you? If you're Auburn, would you?
Yeah, they're happy if you're LSU.
LSU likes playing Alabama and Auburn. So does Tennessee, but Tennessee's like, we need to have Alabama on our schedule every year.
What about ACC?
Because of the tradition of the program.
Well, to me, Jim Phillips next month is...
Well, you can do that in the 3-3-5 or the 3-5-5.
How long are you going to keep these four teams attached to each other?
Yeah.
How long are you going to keep them attached to each other?
Well, I guess it has to do with like how interesting those teams are like going forward. Like,
but there's ebbs and flows.
Yeah, there are ebbs and flows.
I mean, Louisville
yeah.
right now is, again, Virginia looks at Louisville and says, well, we beat them.
We can beat you.
How many times? 4 out of 7 times that we played or whatever in the ACC. But in 4 years,
it can be different.
One of those teams might be a lot better and one of those teams might be a lot worse. And someone else's four-team pod may be ridiculously hard.
Right.
I can save that for the mixtape. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how much
flexibility we have here.
To me, if you're willing to tear things apart, you might as well just keep ultimate flexibility and say every 4 years we may shuffle this baby around.
I think it's a good idea.
Here's what it comes down to, though, whether or not we'll like it. Like, if it's the SEC and Kentucky gets Vandy and South Carolina and Mississippi State, then you never want it to change. That is
right,
the flexibility, bleep all that.
we want to keep this.
But if it's Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee, You want the flexibility.
No, I mean, Louisville fans are in a good spot with this, and I like the flexibility idea because what if new rivalries emerge? as you go on with
like the mighty Louisville Wake Forest.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good example.
Florida State, Clemson. Absolutely. You're not going to play them every year.
They are because they're in the same pod.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're not going to play them every single year.
And Louisville
and Florida State, you have done well against.
And Clemson's the litmus test.
I thought you were saying Florida State against.
Clemson is a team that you, let's be honest, really, really want to beat.
Right.
I mean, let's just be honest.
Got
Louisville
close a couple times.
Wants to beat Clemson so bad. If they lose this year, it's going to be 0-8 in the ACC against Clemson.
Right.
It's
exactly.
ridiculous. Yeah. And you've been close. Yes, I know last year, and I know the Will Gardner year where they, I think, was it first down where Bobby Petrino spiked the ball or second down? I can't remember.
Spiking
inside the five was the worst. Was the worst football I've seen.
He spiked that.
And I saw Jalen Whitlow play.
You did.
Sorry.
And I
mean to Jalen Whitlow lately.
I know you have. This the second week in a row we've done Jalen Whitlow.
I don't know why.
I remember Nick Roush putting on for Jalen.
What did Roush say?
I remember the Jalen Whitthrow offense. Like when
you're a bunch of bums, Freeble.
I didn't say that.
You harbor this conversation. You don't fight against it. Not back then. You love that. You love that back then.
No, I didn't
you
love Jalen Whitlow.
You wanted to be on KSR back then.
No, I didn't.
You wanted that. Yeah,
I didn't
you
love
did.
Jalen Whitlow or yeah, Joker Phillips. No, I didn't.
Texas says, are you guys going to have a little sleepover at Blank's house?
No, I'm going to come home.
A little sleep.
Well, yeah. I mean,
a little pool time at the Blake
House. We love Blank, but he's like, if you guys want to come over and get in the pool, and like, I mean, I do, but you know, I got to
drive back.
Yeah, I got to get home. I got an hour and a half. You know, I'm
exactly.
20 minutes in the car.
It's a bit of a drive. I need to go home. I have a pool at my house. I can get into.
There's the brag.
There you go.
Now
you
would
get in the pool tonight. It's a little cool.
I probably will. I usually take a nightly dip.
How many swimming trunks do you own?
I've got five pair.
You have five pair?
Yeah, I've got five pair.
I figured you had two and you rotated.
No, I've got five pair. I've got
a UK one.
No, I don't have UK swimming trunks. Ugh. I don't. I don't know why I don't, but I don't. Lie. I don't.
At
I don't
Kohl's
have UK.
Or what?
No, I just
Kohl's
like
must be out of stock.
Oh yeah, Kohl's. No, some are Kohl's. Some are online. I bought some in this place in Miami. When we were in Miami, I bought a couple pair of swimming trunks there.
Ooh,
that I like.
Look
so
at that.
Yeah, I've got. Actually, I have a pretty good amount of swimming trunks. I know it's surprising to everybody, but I do.
So you're a little night dip tonight.
I like little night dips.
A little night dip tonight?
Yeah, I get in. It's very refreshing.
Well, there you go.
You got about 9:30.
9:30?
Oh, yeah. We got
so
light.
You go motion lights. Oh, you motion lights.
Yeah, I got motion lights. So I jump in, get a little refresher, and hop out. Yeah, it's nice.
So you don't stay in there a long time.
I stay in there about 30, 45 minutes, yeah.
Texas says, it pisses me off that Texas and Oklahoma want to come in now and the SEC has to blow up their traditions and scheduling to put one in the East and one in the West and let it rip.
Oklahoma are coming to the SEC? They're pissing me off!
I have no idea what they're going to do. I'm not sold the SEC is going to throw away divisions.
I'm not either.
I don't know what they're going to do.
At first, I thought it was just like a Kentucky, like Ole Miss thing to not keep the divisions. But it sounds like there are more on the side of keep the divisions than not.
What would be your nightmare scenario?
Nightmare scenario?
If they redid the divisions. To me, it would be this for you.
Okay.
If you had Georgia and Tennessee in
that
yours.
Georgia, Florida, Tennessee.
That Georgia, Tennessee would be bad.
I don't think they'll put Florida in there as well.
Yeah, they wouldn't
And
do
I don't
that.
Think they'll put Georgia, Tennessee in there.
But that would be really bad. If you had like Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, and I don't know, like a Missouri. Like, you can count the Missouri win.
Well, that's the litmas test for your entire season.
Yes. No, this
I mean,
year
it's Florida. It's whoever you play week two.
Yeah, it's Florida. Yeah.
It's always week two.
Yeah, week two. Yeah, the week two matchup.
By the way,
the week two litmus
test. It's better than going to Central Florida if your litmus test.
You guys are talking about scheduling. Right now, if you wanna look into the eyes of hell, into the depths, you have TJ Walker and a little Lachlan McClain arguing scheduling.
Are they?
A little Roush is involved.
Roush is involved.
There might be two or three separate conversations
the
going
heavy
right
hitters
now.
Are at it this afternoon.
Everyone must have nothing to
do. It's a lazy Tuesday. It's a lazy Tuesday here in Louisville.
Texter says Big Rig's trunks double as a parachute.
Another fat joke. You know, I could never get old fat jokes, Andy. I've never heard those my entire life. Even when I was 10 years old,
I didn't hear
fat jokes when
a
I was
parachute.
10. Yeah,
I'm not gonna read that.
Yeah. Fat jokes. Let's keep them coming. It must be that guy.
4-3-7-9-6-8-0.
It must be that guy. It must be that guy that takes.
It's whether or not Louisville has a good conference home schedule or not.
Oh, who cares? They're arguing about Kentucky and Louisville's out of conference home schedule.
No, why?
If you want to look into the eyes of the devil,
I'm clicking off of it.
You should mute it.
I want to look at
you. Should mute it.
I can't even find Locke's input.
Just mute all of them.
It doesn't matter. How many people is Locke following? That fraud.
356.
Oh, wow. He's up to 356.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Locke, hit him with a hashtag reality check radio.
You're not on the radio anymore, man. You gave that up. You gave that up to not have an opinion.
It's just straight out of, 2018. Replying to Roush. That's why I'm here. Not a fan of either team, so I can give you unfettered objective perspective. Oh. Thumbs up emoji, hashtag reality check radio.
It's puke worthy.
God, Locke. Are you on vacation, man? What are you doing?
I don't know what he's doing. Is he on Spectrum?
He's not.
We have DirecTV here, so I have no idea.
You're home every day when I walk in. Spectrum's usually on because you like the news. You're a newsman. Locke's face has not been on Spectrum.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. It's been 3 weeks.
I also think I agree with Roush in the argument.
What did Roush say?
You agree with Roush. Yes. Okay.
I'd rather play the bums and get wins in football. This isn't basketball, man. And you're not going to the playoff. The resume doesn't matter. Get as many wins as you can.
The Kentucky way in football.
I mean, even Jimbo Fisher was like, we need to keep that FCS game.
Yeah.
I'm like, you Saban. Guys.
Look, if you're not going to be in the playoff, no one cares.
Yeah. Saban, yes. Fisher,
no,
they all
but they're
that.
The big guys. But Jack, they're the big guys.
I'm looking at it through Kentucky and Indiana.
Yeah,
Kentucky and Indiana should be playing as many bums as they should.
But Saban and Fisher shouldn't be saying that. They shouldn't be saying Saban we need to keep pumping money in the FCS schools.
No,
want to beat somebody 70-2, so you don't have to play all your starters. That's all it is. That's all he's doing.
His texter brings up a good point. This is a good text.
Okay.
It's a good text.
All right.
I feel the text line's been weak today. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's been a little weak today. I don't know if there was a lot of spamming and blocking. I don't know what's going on.
Other than twin A, twin B.
Yeah. This guy's saying that he does not believe this. He's just making a joke. He does not want you to get mad.
Okay.
He's trying to preface it. Okay.
Thank you, texter.
He's trying to preface it.
Okay.
Has anyone called Strebel Fat Jones?
Fat Jones.
No, but you know what? That's pretty damn good. That's good. I'll give it up to the texter there.
A BBN segment. That's not Matt Jones. It's Fat Jones.
I'd be Fat Jones. That's fine. I'll give you Fat Jones.
Oh, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, as long as you get the Fat Jones checks, I'll be good.
Oh, man. Well, you're not going to.
I know.
You're not going to get Matt Jones checks. No. You're going to get Fat Jones checks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
not
the point.
Fat Jones checks. Yeah,
you're not getting that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. Thank you, texter. That was good.
Texas says, becoming the flagship station, does Biggest Biscuit get to interview coaches because he's in touch with the grounded realist fan? Is that guy making fun of Biscuit or is he being real? I can't tell.
Or is that for 93.9?
Or is that just for 93.9?
That might be for 93.9.
I don't know what's going on here.
Biscuit got a haircut.
He's cut all of his hair off.
He cut all of his hair off. Yeah, I wasn't ready for that when I walked in today. I was like, Biscuit's hair's gone. How about that?
He shaved it off.
He shaved it off, trying to stay cool in this heat, I guess.
Nick Valvano's phone is here charging. It's on 8%, which is on brand. There's someone calling him called Valenzuela Hunt from Arlington, Virginia. I'm just confused.
Wait, who's Valenzuela Hunt?
I know, that's what I want to know.
Well, I gotta look it up now.
Who is Valenzuela Hunt? Find out at 3 o'clock tomorrow on the take.